There's a light, some kind of light. Never ever, honey, it never shone on me, no, no. Babe, and I won't, and I want my whole life to be live with you. Living loving you, there's a way. Ooh, everybody say you can do anything, you can do everything. What good, what good, honey, what earthly good can I ever bring? My brain. Oh, honey, I can see your face again. I know. I said I feel I got to know my own frame of mind. Oh, but nobody, nobody has to ever be so goddamn blind, honey, like I was. And I tell you that I was. I said I know that I was. I was very, very blind. Can I have a name? I'll take her back in fire.
Chant along. Higher. Higher. All right, enough of that. Sly and the Family Stone live at Woodstock. Love City. Here on 98.1 KZE with Darren DeVivos, we're celebrating the 57th anniversary of the original Woodstock Festival. The actual anniversary is next weekend, but I'm not going to be here next Friday night, so there won't be a Noises from the Valley here at 98.1 KZE. So we're celebrating the anniversary tonight. Love City there from Sly and the Family Stone. It was Janis Joplin before that, backed by the Cosmic Blues Band, and To Love Somebody, the Bee Gees tune. And Creedence Clearwater Revival did Bad Moon Rising. They were the first three acts. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Janis Joplin, Sly and the Family Stone to perform during the early morning hours of Sunday, August 17th, 1969. Creedence Clearwater Revival coming on after The Grateful Dead. We're listening to all of the artists that appeared at Woodstock in the order they performed on Noises from the Valley here on 98.1 KZE.
With over 59 years in the horticultural field, Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York has a reputation for growing high-quality trees, shrubs, perennials, and bedding plants. Our professional staff takes pride in our extensive selection of rare plants carrying native varieties or ones from as far away as Europe. Whether you're looking for an interesting specimen plant, a stately shade tree, or an entire landscape design, we can help you achieve your vision. I am Susan from Stories Nursery. Discover why gardeners from near and far prefer to shop at Stories. You'll surely be impressed by our one-stop garden center. Our gift and garden shop boasts quality products from basic garden supplies and tools to decorative garden accessories. We offer a unique collection of clay and ceramic pottery. We look forward to serving you and invite you to visit us on Route 67 in Freehold. We are open daily and year-round. See us online at any time at storiesnursery.com. Stories Nursery, a gardener's destination.
Hey KZE listeners, don't forget to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram, where you'll get updates on contests, prizes, performances, interviews, and a slice of the KZEZ life. Connect with WKZE Radio on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates. And thanks for listening to 98.1 KZE.
Hi, this is Brian Zellmer, Executive Director of the Bardavon Opera House in Poughkeepsie and UPAC in Kingston, and you're listening to 98.1 KZE.
All right, let me set the stage here. Sly and the Family Stone finished their set just before 4:30 in the morning, Sunday, August 17th, 1969. You close your eyes, you doze off, and you're rocked awake at around 5 a.m. by The Who.
Welcome to the camp. I guess you all know why we're here. My name is Tommy, and I became a well this year. If you want to follow me, you've got to play pinball. And put in your earplugs, put on your eye shades, you know where to put the cock.
putting a wrap on day two of Woodstock at about 20 minutes to 10 Sunday morning, August 17th, 1969, 940, 945. But hey, who's keeping track of time? Jefferson Airplane and Somebody to Love. Before Jefferson Airplane, it was The Who. We're not going to take it. The Who were on stage as the sun rose above the horizon of Yasgur's Farm 57 years ago. The actual anniversary of Woodstock is next weekend, August 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th, 1969. But being that I won't be here next Friday night with Noises from the Valley, I decided to do the anniversary show tonight. Yeah, I'm keeping my yak into a minimum so that I can get to as much music as possible. I invite you to join me on Facebook. I have two Facebook pages. You could send me a friend request at Darren DeVivo. You could also like or follow my other Facebook page, which is for this show, Noises from the Valley, and for a Beatles podcast I co-host called Things We Said Today. You could join me on that page as well. And next week, I'll share some facts about Woodstock, some background information about the Woodstock Festival. So join me on Facebook, and I'll have that information coming your way here and there throughout the week next week. Darren DeVivo with you at 98.1 KZE. It's Noises from the Valley. Day number three, Sunday, August 17th, 1969. Didn't get started until the early hours of Sunday afternoon at approximately 2 o'clock. Back by the Grease Band, it's Joe Cocker at Woodstock on 98.1 KZE.
We're going to leave you with the usual thing. The only thing I can say, as I've said to many people, as this title just about puts it all into focus. It's called With a Little Help from My Friends. Remember it.
that's all that happens all the time. You know it, love. I don't see nothing, but it's just a lie. Oh, you know I got lead. I got lead in all my brain. Oh, that is the way I feel now. Oh, I'm dead before my love.
Cocker backed by the Grease Band, and the Beatles tune with a little help from my friends, Joe Cocker, the only act to perform on Sunday afternoon, August 17, 1969. That's because after Joe Cocker's set, that infamous thunderstorm that you see in the film, well, it set in, and it brought the proceedings to a halt. They stopped the festival for a number of hours, and they didn't resume until the early evening hours of Sunday, 17th of August. Joe Cocker there with the Grease Band backing him with a little help from my friends. By the way, part of the Grease Band, future Wings lead guitarist Henry McCullough. I'm Darren DeVivo, and this is Woodstock 57 years later on Noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE.
It's the KZE Community Bulletin Board, a weekly listing of community events in our tri-state listening area. To
Community Bulletin Board is brought to you by Hudson Valley Goldsmith, offering fine, handmade jewelry, on-site repairs, and the work of over 50 designers. Voted best jewelry store in the Hudson Valley at 71 Main Street in New Paltz, New York, and online at hudsonvalleygoldsmith.com. Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with 7 locations to serve you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley. WilliamsLumber.com. And Taste New York Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. Saturday, August 8th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., the Stissing Center presents Persephone as part of the Summer Children's Series. The morning begins with a workshop and rehearsal at 10, and then at 11, they'll join the presentation of this classic myth. Sunday, August 9th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the new Marlboro Farmers and Makers Market. Monday, August 10th from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m., Gardner Library hosts Meditation Circle with Ann Rogers. Tuesday, August 11th from 10:30 to 12 p.m., Little One Storytime at the Tivoli Free Library. Join Corrine for stories and activities and fun, ages 6 months to 3 years old. Wednesday, August 12th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., the Northern Spy Reading Series presents novelist Paul Yoon at Left Bank Ciders in Catskill. Thursday, August 13th from 6 to 7:30 p.m., Harmonies on the Hudson Concert Series featuring the Cosby Gibson and Tom Stoddle duo in Germantown. To submit your nonprofit or community event to KZE, email the who, what, where, when of your event to info@wkze.com.
Hi, this is Lorraine from the Kingston Farmers Market. Join us in the County Courthouse parking lot, uptown, on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We have over 80 local vendors with seasonal fruit, veggies, eggs, cheese, meat, fish, and other specialty goods and essential items. There will be live music, community groups, and special events. That's the Kingston Farmers Market in the County Courthouse parking lot, uptown, Saturdays from 9 to 1, rain or shine. Find out more about our events and programs at kingstonfarmersmarket.org or on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you for shopping local and supporting your local food economy. See you on Saturday.
This is Kim Williams from Williams Lumber and Home Centers, and you're listening to 98.1 KZE.
Well, the rain has ended. I'm Darren DeVivo, and I'm up to here in mud. It's Sunday evening, August 17th, 1969. Joe Cocker's set ended a few hours ago, and now it's time for Country Joe and the Fish. Now, we heard Country Joe McDonald solo yesterday afternoon, but he's back with the Fish now on this Sunday evening. It's 98.1 KZE as we celebrate Woodstock 57 years later on Noises from the Valley.
We're certainly delighted to be here today. I'd like to start off our portion of the show by giving you a taste of a little something we call rock and soul music.
can see in your eyes, you got the feeling too. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, baby, it's time to move. I've got something that's a strong groove.
Well, there's Country Joe and the Fish live at Woodstock on 98.1 KZE on Noises from the Valley. Actually, two songs from Country Joe and the Fish, Love and Rockin' Soul Music. Darren DeVivo hanging out with you as we celebrate the 57th anniversary of the original Woodstock Festival.
Hi, I'm Chris Weld, founder of Berkshire Mountain Distillers. Come visit our store and tasting room. Open every day from 11 to 5 at 356 South Main Street here in Sheffield, Mass.
Looking for your new favorite local weekend spot? Come discover Garden at the Still at Berkshire Mountain Distillers. Serving juicy smash burgers, kielbasa sandwiches, fresh pizza, warm pretzels with beer cheese, handcrafted cocktails made with their locally distilled spirits, and three ice-cold beers on tap. Fridays and Saturdays from noon to 7, Sundays noon to 6 with live music every Saturday from Berkshire Busk. Great food, great drinks, and true Southern Berkshire hospitality. Only at Berkshire Mountain Distillers, Garden at the Still, on South Main Street in Sheffield, Mass. See the music schedule at BerkshireMountainDistillers.com.
Upstate Pines in Red Hook is your hometown cannabis dispensary focused on quality, locally grown products, helpful guidance, and a comfortable shopping experience for adults 21 and over. Whether you're a local visiting the area or just looking for a trusted place to shop, the team at Upstate Pines can help you find the right flower, pre-rolls, edibles, vapes, concentrates, and more. And visit Upstate Pines and stock up early for WKZE's Frolic at the Farm at Hardeman Orchards on Saturday, August 8th in Red Hook. UpstatePines.com. Rooted in Red Hook, grown with purpose.
For use by adults 21 or older, keep out of the reach of children and pets. In case of accidental ingestion or overconsumption, contact the Poison Center. Consume responsibly. Cannabis can be addictive. Cannabis can impair concentration and coordination. Do not operate a vehicle or machinery under the influence of cannabis. There may be health risks associated with the consumption of this product. Cannabis is not recommended for use by persons who are pregnant or nursing.
Hi, this is Dr. Bruce Milner from Every Mother's Son and Transcendental. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.
And I'm Darren DeVivo, and this is Noises from the Valley. We're celebrating the 57th anniversary of Woodstock, and Sunday evening, August 17th, 1969, continues with 10 years after.
This is a thing called I'm Going Home by Helicopter.
Oh, love you, baby. Red whistle, rum, 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 rum. Baby, I love you so. I go home. Yeah. Yeah. I go home. Yeah. Ooh. Love you, baby, love my home. I'm going home, get home. Get home, baby. Home. I'm going home. Yeah, home. Oh, baby, home. I'm going home. I go home. Oh, baby. Look out, baby. I'm coming to get you one more time. Oh, honey.